Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by my wonderful friends, Ravs and Lydia. How are we doing today?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello. Doing good, doing good. How are you?
Good, I'm really good.
A little rough around the edges.
No, oh, Ravs is all dead.
Ravs is.
We're all dead.
Hangover check?
They're self-inflicted wounds, which does make me less empathetic, you know. Just
you know how it is.
You know how it be. Well, Tuesday night is your night out, right? So, and we record on Wednesday, so
yeah,
it's bad timing.
I've not been going that crazy lately, but last night was like the most drunk I've been. Well, not like I wasn't like fucking super drunk. I was just like the most I've drank in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we also just got back from a trip, which I feel like I'm, you know, for 3 nights in a row, I slept for like 4 or 5 hours.
And
I
was same.
The collective tiredness that's been building has just been crazy.
But Harry, doesn't that mean you will be fine? Because sleep is fine if you don't get many hours.
I will be fine. I mean, I was fine. I mean, arguably, we did it, but I just feel like I feel it slowly like scratching away at my brain.
Yeah, it's had an effect on us, definitely.
Tell. I haven't heard about the trip. I want to hear about it. How did it go?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, it's one of those trips where it's in and out. Do you know what I mean? We got carred all the way to Gatwick from Bristol, which is like a 2.5 hour drive. Then flew from Gatwick to Montpellier in France, really far in the south of France, for those who don't know where Montpellier is. Which, to be honest, we didn't get to manage to look around it very much, but when we arrived, we went around and had some food and walked around it. And the old town, Montpellier, is really beautiful. It's like really stunning. I don't know where you thought
It's such a beautiful place. Like, it's got like the orange slate buildings and stuff, and everything's just so like picturesque and
super ornate, really lovely.
With cafes
and
it
shit. Looks lovely.
It was really cute. Like, some, you know, staring down little alleys, and there's just, you know, 100 cafes down the alley with big churches at the end. It was really, I wish we'd gotten more time to explore.
Yeah, I wish we had like a day on either end just to like have a day of rest or whatever.
It's kind of the pain with these kind of trips. You know, you don't get, you go to a place, but you don't really get to see the place.
It's kind of it was one of those trips that the whole time when we were traveling, I was just like, man, we have crazy lives, eh? Like, we got picked up by a driver to go to Gatwick to get flown out to Montpellier. To go to like a TV studio, basically the French BBC, to do like this crazy
tournament. TV studio was pretty impressive. I suddenly realized I haven't actually been to like, I've been to some studios, but I've not been to like a TV lot like that ever in my life. And it was pretty fucking impressive. Like, it was pretty cool. Like, just giant warehouses after giant warehouses with giant warehouses inside of them. We walked through one
warehouse within warehouse.
It was just mental. Like, just inside one of the warehouses was just like IKEA sized shelves stacked with random props and things and tables and chairs and, you know, bits of wool. And just, I was just like, can we just walk around this prop warehouse for the day? This is super cool. So yeah, we're out there doing some wonderful NVIDIA work, doing some RTX streaming.
Nice.
Competing, representing Team GBR, Lydia.
Oh my God, you're basically in the Olympics.
It did feel like an Olympian, except I'm not skilled, talented, physically fit, you know, anything like an Olympian.
Anything like an Olympian. But it is your own version of that, representing our country.
Yes.
What an honour.
Obviously very good. We had myself and Ravs and Pedgbin. And we also had G and Sips, who technically aren't actually even from Great Britain. So that's nice.
Yep.
That was good. And we came third, not to spoil it all, but third out of fifth. We were actually quite proud of.
That's,
I thought,
great.
That wasn't that bad.
I mean, you guys aren't like, you know, esports professional gamers. So I think that's decent. That's great.
Yeah, and I don't feel like we're that competitive either. We're kind of actually anti-competitive. I feel like any moment we were like super trying, we were like, nah, why are we trying? What are we doing?
We nearly got second as well. That was pretty interesting.
That was sick. Were the other teams like quite like hardcore esportsy people?
Yes.
They had a few like sweaty like pros and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a... feel 15 hour day of recording, streaming, getting ready for production.
Oh my god, that's long.
It was very long, Lydia. It was very long day.
Christ, you must have been knackered.
Yeah, fun day, but I think we were just like, by the end of it, our brains were so broken. Like we almost felt drunk, do you know what I mean? When you're just like exhausted but still going.
Yeah, powering through.
But it was a really cool experience. And yeah, seeing like, you know, it was kind of sets you would see on like an esport tournament. Do you know what I mean? In person was kind of crazy. Like it's it was very impressive. Really, really cool.
Amazing. And were you just there for so two nights? Did you fly there, do the thing, and then go back the next day?
Arrived, ate something, went to sleep, went and shot for 15 hours, got up and left.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So literally just like a flying visit.
Yeah. Flying visit. Yeah. But it was cool. It was a really cool opportunity. I really enjoyed it. What do you think, Ross?
I thought it was awesome. Like, I don't know. Just the whole thing was crazy. Everyone was so nice. Like the production and everyone like involved that like did a good job. It was just a weird thing to be a part of. Like, I don't know, like the cool ass set and just thought it was really cool, but also really exhausting.
We made nice friends at one of the dinners with a French guy who was really lovely. Really nice guy.
And I laughed at his face.
Why?
So I was chatting to Mr. Nvidia for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed most of their conversation and he had to like go to the toilet or whatever. So I shimmied along and I was chatting like late joining the conversation. Mm-hmm. And he said like, hey, let me know if you guys want any help with the games tomorrow. Like, but I thought he was like, you know, doing it in a kind of cocky, like, haha, we're so good. Like, you know, kind of like braggy, jokey kind of way. So I laughed thinking it was a joke. But then like G looked like mortified. And
Rav's just
looked,
like open mouth laughed, stared at this guy in his face.
Yeah. After he was trying to be nice, you just laughed at him.
Yeah, and G was like fucking like... oh yeah, I just felt so bad. I felt so bad that I had to, before we leave, go up to the guy who was like talking to the other team and just be like, hey man, I'm sorry. Like, I think we got our shit confused there. Like, we're good mates now, we were chatting a lot, so
that's good. So you made it
nice, very nice guy.
Cute. No,
and it's nice to, like, I feel like, you know, we go to Twitch cons and we go to these gaming events, but a lot of time we're just hanging around with the British, you know, English speaking side of that community. And so meeting people, you know, I'm so unaware of what is going on in the French streamer community. I couldn't name you a streamer, but it's just nice to be able to go and meet them in person and chat to them. So yeah, it was really cool. Really cool event.
But yeah, that's been our weekend. Like, I'm still feeling pretty tired, honestly, but feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice to go out there and do a fang, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Was it hot as balls?
No, you'd think it would be for the south of France, but it was fucking so cold. Like, the wind was blowing through us.
Oh, wow. But, yeah, I thought it'd be like toasty.
No, it was... Yeah, it was kind of nice to be inside a TV studio, honestly.
Yeah.
I was, part of my brain was like, oh, I wish, we're going to South France, we should go to the beach. And then we arrived and I was like, I don't really want to go to the beach in this fucking weather. Like, it's fucking sucks.
Fucking sandstorms and shit.
Oh my God.
Not the one. Like, I don't know.
Not the one.
Yeah.
No, right. Fair enough.
No, not good. What's been going on for you, Lids? Any fun news? Any fun updates?
Oh, well, it's just a mile a minute here. I can't stop. It's just zooming by.
Is the water in your house fixed? Is that all good?
Oh, I've got water. I've got water. And it really helps me with my new hobby, which is looking after my house plants. That's how... So you may have gone to France and represented this country, but I've really got into houseplants, so suck
on
that.
Over the weekend? Wait,
well,
what?
No, it's not just over the weekend. I basically got some more. Yeah, I recently just got into it. I think I'm really transforming, because we said before, this recording started that I haven't really been drinking much recently. Yeah. And I think I've hit 35 and like this change is happening. It's the menopause. I'm like looking after my plants and I'm not drinking as much.
You're
and I'm
very
just
maternal.
Like, oh my God, you know, like it's this change is I'm slowing down the gears. I'm pumping the brakes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I hate this.
It's very exciting.
This is awful. This
it's
is
very
not
exciting.
Good. This is not
no,
a good change.
It's great. I love all my plants.
So I'm not a plant person. I don't fucking like understand. Like I like gardening, but indoor house plants is not something I've ever like looked into, understand. I don't know anything really about. Where do you begin? What's your like, do you have like a preference? How does it work?
So I was the same. I just always bought fake plants because every time I had houseplants, they died and I thought that they were more trouble than they were worth. Like, why not just have a fake one? But like a while ago, I got some real ones and it was only after getting this app. I spoke about it actually on the last podcast we did it's called Planter. It sounds like they're paying me. They're really not. I wish they would. That'd be nice. And please, Planter, please sponsor me. And basically it's revolutionized looking after plants for me because basically you put all the plants the app.
This app.
It's great. And then you can give them names, which I do, obviously. I just named three new plants. If you're wanting to know what their names are, it is Bonnie.
That's not the Patreon. No, that's Patreon content. That's Patreon content.
Shit,
you're
sorry, that's really
Bonnie. Oh.
But you did hear a little teaser there, Bonnie.
Bonnie. There
but everything has a reason as well because she's a string of hearts plant and I think Bonnie Tyler did Total Eclipse of the Heart.
What?
It's called a string of hearts. She's got like long little dangly legs.
A cerapegia.
Sure. That's what she is.
Oh, I know this one. I feel like this is literally the plant I think of when I think of people saying they have house plants.
Really? I think of the Monstera, that one. I'm probably saying all of them wrong. The one that has the holes in it, like the cheese plant. I feel like that's the classic house plant.
Monstera.
I love those plants. They're so. I've got one. He's called Elvis.
Stop giving the names out for free, Lydia.
I'm sorry. Just excited.
Monstera and the String of Hearts.
So you have an app that basically
I think of. Yeah.
This app tells you how to look after them and removes the like headache, I guess.
Basically, it just tells me because they're all different types of plants, so they all have different watering schedules, and I would never be able to remember or keep up with it.
Sure.
So basically, every day it will just be like, "You need to water Bonnie today," kind of thing. And you can take pictures and see how they progress and stuff. And I just love it now. It's like my little like daily ritual of like, "Oh, I'm going to go water these guys today," and they just look really pretty, and I just it makes me happy, Barry. It really does. I can understand now, houseplant people. I never got it before and now I do.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
No, I like honestly the app actually sounds amazing.
The
like
app
that sounds
like made
it
me
revolutionizes
like
it.
Yeah. I didn't like it before because I was like, oh, they're so annoying. I don't know when to water them and they keep dying. But now I'm like, oh, now it just tells me what to do.
Are you gonna have people like come around and water your plants while you go away and stuff? Are you gonna go that crazy or is it just like
I was thinking about that because obviously I'm going away to Japan for 2 weeks. And my sweet, lovely, gorgeous friend Bryony will be looking after my cats. But I feel a bit guilty being like, hey,
sorry,
also.
Can you also install this fucking app?
Here's this complicated schedule. Could you do that as well?
Sorry, the plants actually need more care than the cats.
Well, they're probably more complicated. Like you can share someone in on the app, but I feel like it's a bit much. So maybe I'll anything that like will die without 2 weeks of water, if I could just ask her to water that and everything else, I just hope it survives.
Are you like using it as also like a nursery? Do you know what I mean? Are you like from one plant growing and spawning another? Like that's a big part of like gardening and horticulture, right? Is it's the reproducing of more plants out of one plant.
Making babies.
Also, I'm just looking at this a string of hearts plant. Do the flowers look like dicks?
Excuse you? What? I don't even know if I've seen the flowers. My one doesn't have flowers because it's new. String of hearts.
The flowers are like fucking little penises.
Flowers.
Oh,
let
yeah, they're a little cocky.
You got the dick plant.
Oh my God, they're this all jizzing as well. Like the dark purple jizz is coming out.
I was just scrolling down this Google search of this plant. People are going to have to look up string of hearts plant flowers.
Bonnie,
what
the fuck,
man?
Bonnie, I love that.
They're crazy. This crazy ass flower.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I love that so much. I love that it's got little
alien
penises.
Sorry,
Right. I'm glad you told me about that.
Are you gonna get into like kind of the breeding of plants? I guess
breeding. I've become a breeder. I was thinking about it because my Monstera. probably saying it wrong again still. I was reading about how you can cut off one of their stems and then like replant it and grow a whole new plant. So I was actually thinking about doing that because that's also quite exciting. I might try and do that. I'm probably going to become a crazy plant lady. It's basically going to become my hyperfixation for a few months and then they'll all die and then I'll move on to something else. As is life, as the world carries on turning. But yeah, I haven't really had much interesting happening. That's why I'm telling you all about my plants because that's as good as it gets.
Have you ever thought about doing bonsai?
You know what? I think bonsais are so cool. And we were actually talking about them recently. I'm thinking of getting one because they are, I just love them. Little Japanese baby trees.
Yeah.
I do love a bonsai. Are they expensive? How much is a bonsai?
I think they're maybe spenny.
My grandpa used to like make his own. He used to like grow his own and like, it's a lot of effort. And it's really annoying. Like, it's really sad. He died, but unfortunately, like no one went and looked after his bonsai trees when he was like in hospital. And it was like the one thing I really wanted of his was like to take his bonsai trees and try and continue them, but they sadly they didn't make it through him being in hospital. So I've been considering starting up growing some bonsai because I think it's pretty fun.
You should. It could be like in honor of your granddad. That's cute.
Like it's a lot of effort to like, you know, it's constantly wiring them to bend them in like an interesting cool way. It's a lot of pruning, like, you know, because basically you are growing a normal tree, you're just trimming it to make it stay small,
keep it baby.
Like I feel like it'd be more satisfying to just grow one from the start. Do you know what I mean? Than like just buy a bonsai tree and be like, yeah, this looks cool.
But wouldn't that take years and years and years? How long would that take for it to become
I think most of the ones you buy are like already like going a little bit. You know, they're like they've started.
They're not actually that expensive. I'm having a look now. Like £35 from B&Q, £30 off Amazon for like proper little trees, not just like.
It's like a little, I've seen like an azalea, like, you know, pink tree though, and it's like £800.
Like these are small. These are little guys. Yeah. Like they're not big boys, 15 centimeter tray kind of thing. But I thought they were going to be more than that. In my head, they were going to be more expensive. But yeah, that's a great idea.
Is this going to get you into doing some like vegetable gardening as well? Or no, not
much? So we do have like vegetables in the garden growing, but that I don't touch outdoors. The garden is not my domain. I'm purely indoors. But we do have a ton of stuff growing in the garden, but I don't touch any of that stuff.
That's nice. It's good to have boundaries, quite literally.
We have to have boundaries. I'm not allowed outside. It's got a lock on it. It's like a childproof lock and I can't work out how to break it.
My final question. I've never looked at houseplants in that depth, but like, is it expensive? Like, are these plants fucking pricey? Like, because it's quite like hipster and desirable. You know, it's like, oh wow, I've got this plant. Oh wow, it's a big one. Like,
it's a big boy.
Are they pricey?
They certainly can be. But basically, like, okay, so if you go to like a fancy garden shop, right? They're going to be like a big plant and stuff like that is going to be really expensive. So what I do is I go to people's gardens and I steal them in the middle of the night and I bring, no, I basically, oh, there's,
genius.
It's plants clever, basic, right?
No, you're right. I'm looking out the window. There's just plants free game. Everywhere out there.
Yeah, it's nature's mate. No, basically I have a plant man. He's my plant man. Basically I found him on Instagram and he's fucking fantastic. Basically he sells plants. Like I asked him about it. Basically he buys them at auction in, I think it's the Netherlands. Apparently that's where like most of the house like plants come from
I mean, they grow a lot of flowers there.
I'm just buying a lot of weed. So he buys them at auction, ships them over and sells them cheap basically because he doesn't have a shop or anything. You basically go to his house and he doesn't do delivery and then you just get them from him and take them home. He has like a garage full of them. It does sound so shady, but honestly.
This whole thing sounds so sketchy.
It sounds so sketchy.
Met his man on Instagram, yeah? He gets these plants from the Netherlands.
He's well sound. He has a website though. Yeah, he's fine, mate. But he's great. And I've got almost all of my plants from him. And he's so affordable, like massive plants that would be like 80, 90 quid from a garden shop are like 25, 30 from him.
Wow.
So I really recommend if you like looking to see if someone does a similar kind of thing.
Where did you find him? Did you find him like a Facebook marketplace or something?
I think it was actually Facebook marketplace and then I looked him up on Instagram. If anyone's curious, if you live in Bristol, his name is Bristol Plant Man. And I really recommend him. Yeah,
genius,
very
genius
to
name.
The point, but he's great. I really do recommend him. Oh, so well, yeah, it could be expensive.
Looks like some awesome plants.
Yeah, he's definitely legit. So yeah, it's definitely has potential to be very expensive, but I make sure to get them from him.
I fucking love this. Every plant that is pictured on his website has a bottle of wine next to it for scale.
Yes, I forgot he does that.
Hilarious.
It's so good.
So funny.
Every plant has a wine bottle next to it for scale, which is just so fucking good. Like if you look at his website now, there's the how do you say this? Asathianthus raster, which is £15, and it's that like hanging one. It's huge. It doesn't even look that big in this picture, but
it's
took
like
it
three
home.
Bottles of wine high.
It's and it's got so many like tentacles, whatever the fuck stems, and it's massive, and it's like £15. Like,
how are the cats getting all the plants?
Well, so that's the one thing with having cats. I have to buy them cat safe.
Yes.
I do have one which isn't cat safe, the Monstera. But basically, it's not like deadly toxic going to kill them. If they eat it, they'll get like a bit of a tummy ache. But I think they tried that once and then they never did it again. Like there's a few chew marks on one leaf and then they've never ever touched it since.
Yeah, they're not going to fuck it up.
Yeah, so I think it probably gave them a bit of a spicy mouth and then they never touched it again. But all the other ones I buy, because that was a gift, but all the other ones I buy are cat safe and they're typically kept out of reach. Like I did used to have some on the floor and one of them, his name was, who is he again? Was he Ken? Yes, my plant called Ken basically got destroyed because they just kept fucking it. They kept eating
they kept
and
just
fucking with
the
it.
Plant.
They kept fucking the plant and he just didn't like it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so mainly they just have to be out of the way, but... I fucking love it. So I wait until you hit 35. It's only up. It's only up from here.
I like doing a bit of gardening outside. And I was going to give you a recommendation. There's an app I use called Picture This, where you take a picture of, it's mainly used for like, I guess like foraging or like going out into like, you know, just wandering around the nature and taking pictures of plants. But you take a picture and you put it in the app and the app will tell you what plant it is, what the health status of the plant is, what it needs, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Ooh,
is it edible? Is it?
That's cool.
But just using it for gardening was really helpful. Of like, okay, this lettuce is looking a bit sad. Is it sad because it doesn't have enough sun? Is it sad because it doesn't have enough water? Is it sad because it's got a disease? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm literally downloading it as we speak.
I don't know if like your app does that, but that, I found that really useful when just taking care of plants to be like, I could Google, but I can just literally whip up my phone, take a picture, and it's just going to give me an answer, and I'm just going to trust this app more than random people on Reddit.
No, totally. Yeah, the plant app has that, but it's like the paid prescription, whatever the fuck I'm trying to say, subscription. But I don't have that. I just use the free one. So, and there is one of my plants whose name is Snape. He is dying.
Stop giving the names away for free.
I'm excited. And he's dying. So I'll put him on that picture and see what's wrong with him. That's a great shout. Yeah, love that. Well, I hope everyone's enjoying that for 2 weeks running. I've talked about houseplants.
2 weeks running plant chat. Yeah, because we had Izzy on last week, and they talked about plants as well. Harry,
it's good because I'm this website's selling me on getting some plants, so I'll probably get some plants. And then next week we can
get some of these plants.
This is the transition we needed away from like, hello, my fucking pussy hurts, dude. To like,
I'm happy for this. Also,
I shoved a pencil up my pussy. Help me, like to fucking plant chat. I think this is a good transition.
Fuck yes.
Sure. I'm not getting involved because I think, you know, giving someone a plant is giving them like responsibility. And
No, but you can give yourself the responsibility. It doesn't have to be a gift.
Yeah, but I don't want the responsibility, man. Like, I'll go on a trip, it'll die. I'll forget to water, it'll die. And then I have a fucking dead plant.
You can water it for you.
I'm not getting in on this. You know, if I have a house, if I have a house, I'll have a garden, but I'm not an indoor plant, man. I mean, I like them. I like them. Like my parents had plants in the house and stuff, and they were beautiful, and I took care of them when I needed to. But like, given the choice, I'm not doing it on my own.
Ravs, you could get this beautiful silver queen plant.
We should buy Ravs some plants.
Yeah. Listeners, say £12. It's beautiful.
Listeners, if you have any spare income, please buy plants and address them to Ravs to the office. I want to own.
Send them to me. I want them.
I just want his room to be a jungle.
It's all greenhouse room.
It'd be so humid.
Yes. No, love that.
Four plants would like take in the... Do plants make rooms humid?
Good for oxygen.
I thought they meant dehumidified because they
make it all fresh and tasty.
Well, they absorb the water, right?
Are you telling me if I jungleify my room, my summer will be better?
Let me look.
Well, think about it. Like when you're, the reason you're thinking your jungle is humid is because plants like the humidity because they absorb the humidity, right? The dirt absorbs it and they drink it.
So no, here we go.
I think they would dehumidify.
Yeah, because some plants love humidity, and now you're thinking of those ones living in the greenhouse. But all plants absorb moisture from the air, but some are incredibly efficient in doing that. So plants like moist soil thrive in high humidity and are most effective absorbing water vapor from their surroundings.
So, Ravs, if your room's getting humid, done.
You boom. Know, that's suck your solution. It up. Just get a nice big plant.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
There
but
we go.
I don't have room for a plant in my room, but maybe.
Well, that's because you haven't made room yet.
Exactly. Get rid of some of your fucking nerd shit and maybe you can have some plants, you loser.
Oh, sorry. People sent me, though. I'm not like a tat collector. I don't like tat. It's always things I've been sent or whatever.
I like that. It's not tat because it's been sent by someone else.
Yeah, like if I buy it, it's tat, you know?
Okay. I'm winding you up, Ravs, but I do think you should have become a plant dad and Harry, and then we can make this podcast a plant podcast.
I like flowers. Flowers are nice.
Do you like flowers?
I'd rather have like some nice
flowers.
Why
didn't you grow like some flowers in a pot?
That'd be nice. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
I can get into that.
Just a single fucking daisy in a giant pot.
That would be cute as fuck, though. I'd be into that. I like that.
Yeah, there we go. Bam. Ravs a new hobby. A new hobby. Right.
I feel like this is... I am going to regret this because we're now just going to get plant questions for like four fucking weeks now.
Yeah.
Don't worry. No, our audience, they're going to be like, anyway, got a new plant, shoved it up my ass.
That is true. Yeah, I stuck a fucking cactus up my ass.
I feel weird about having sex while my plants are in the room.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're watching.
I'm doing a fucky and the Monstera leaf rubbed my bum and now I can't come.
Does that make me gay?
Yes, it does make me gay. Yep.
Brilliant. Hello, 0 Degrees Podcast, binge listener and hopefully eventual long-term listener here. I have come to terms with the fact I hate my name. It's not a name I think is bad. It's quite common for people to have in their early 20s as it seemed to become trendy around when I was born.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
It isn't weird or anything. It's just an old Irish name butchered by Anglophones like myself, I'm sure. Whenever I hear my name, I cringe and get really uncomfortable if I hear it a lot. In my country, using your actual name among friends is less common, especially among my social demographic. So I don't hear it much, except for when I have been in deep shit. I can barely recall being called my actual name at workplaces. I have middle names as well, but they're quite old-fashioned, so using them seems weird. I've been online a lot of my life, so it feels like it may stem from pseudonyms being more commonly used by friends I've made than my actual name. If so, I'm curious if Ravs can relate in any way. Do I change what name I use? P.S. Love the podcast, so my English is bad. I don't always use it. I'm just like, listen, your English is great. Don't worry.
Yeah, you were good.
Mm. Names. I mean, go for it, Ravs.
I mean, yeah, I am someone who like doesn't hear my actual name very often. It's quite rare, and when I do hear it, I it genuinely takes me a second sometimes because everyone calls me Ravs. Everyone in Bristol calls me Ravs.
I don't think I've ever called you Jonathan.
Jonathan, never.
Jonathan.
Or Johnny. Johnny, I think.
Johnny boy.
You go by Johnny more than Jonathan, right?
Yeah, I would go by Johnny more than Jonathan. Yeah, and I also, you know, I get you. Like, I feel like my name is very English sounding. I don't feel like I have like a Scottish name.
What would fill you with Scottish pride?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be called like fucking like I don't know. I don't want to be called like fucking Jock or anything like that. You know,
I'm Jock.
Yeah, or Jack or anything. I don't want to. You know, don't want to be. I wouldn't want a Scottish name. I just don't feel like my name is particularly Scottish. Mm. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Like, I find it weird when I hear my name. Like, if my friends at home say it or my parents say it, I'm like, cool, whatever. Mm. But I just way more used to going by Ravs now. Like, if I think in my head, I'm like, come on, Ravs, you know?
Mm.
Like,
Johnny. That is also streamer brain.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you think of yourself, like, you know, internally, you think of yourself as that as well.
Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, it's weird, but kind of cool, I guess. Mm. I kind of like just being Ravs. I don't know.
Yeah, I like the name Ravs.
Yeah.
I feel like the thing is, there's realistically, right, your name that's on your piece of paper, that's your passport or whatever, like, unless you really, really despise it, I just feel like it doesn't matter that much. Like, the name, you can change, you know, just like Ravs, you can change what your friends call you and what your colleagues call you. And if people are not fucking dickheads, then they'll respect that, love that, and engage with it, right?
Yeah. Also, I feel like people do acclimatize really quickly. Like, I knew a guy, in fact, we all knew a guy, actually, whose name is Ben, and that's how we met him and called him that. And then throughout knowing him, he wanted to be called a different name, Griff. And at first, I think everyone's a bit like would say Ben and forget. But now, when I think about him, I think of his name as being Griff. If I was to talk about him, I would describe. I would say, "Oh, did you see Griff? Blah 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 blah." Like now, I don't even think of him as being called Ben. So, like, I think eventually, you do. People around you also will just make that change as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where, like, when you know someone by one name, it's like it takes a minute to rewire your brain. Do you know what I mean? That like instant reaction to like see a face and identify a name. It's very easy to rewire it, and then once you have it, like, it feels weird that you even did it the old way.
Exactly.
And people will make mistakes, but like any decent person will eventually get it. And if someone just flat out refuses, that person's an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying like, "Hey, could you call me Griffin?" They're like, "Nah, Ben." You know. Like,
yeah,
nah.
Then they're just being a dick on purpose.
They're just being a fucking dickhead, you know?
Yeah.
I guess the only reason I, like, disparage them from changing their name officially is, like, it just, to me, that's always seemed like so much fucking effort.
It must be a lot of hassle in terms of, like, legality, like, your name and
your... Just, you have to get a new passport, you have to go to the bank and prove that you are, like, do you know what I mean? Just, like, there's... And if that thing means a lot to you, then 100% go and do it. But to me, it's always felt like a humongous amount of effort. But I mean, I know people who've legally changed their name by default to names that they just simply prefer. You know, that's super fair. Like, I think maybe it's because we're like super online and we know everyone by alternative names that it's more acceptable in our cohort. That it's like, you know. If someone, you know, if Lydia, you were like, "I just want to go by Squid." I think you'll probably take a month max and everyone will call you Squid. A week. Like, it will just be instantly adopted.
It would be so quick. Like, so many people I know and I'm friends with, I call them by a name which isn't their name on their birth certificate. Like, almost everyone in Bristol is like... someone
it's like the outlier, not the norm.
Funny when you think about it like that. And people I know that aren't not Yogg's Cost affiliated, I call them by a name which isn't their actual name. So yeah, I think it's really common.
I think realistically there's not actually that many names also in the UK, and so I went to school with like five Harrys.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like,
I used to hate other people called Harry because I used to hate other people called Jonathan.
Nah.
I didn't hate them. I was like, that's my name.
That's my name.
Not your name. It's my name.
Just quietly confident that I was the best Harry.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
That Harry gonna start in young boy.
Yeah.
Do you like your name, Harry?
I do, but I also just feel like there's a lot of Harrys out there. Like, and a lot of Harrys in popular culture. Mm. And there's fucking Prince Harry. I mean, there's so many. My name comes from Harrison, not Harold. So if I was to be
a longer one,
I'd be Harrison. Yeah.
Harrison.
I don't dislike Harrison.
When I was younger, Harry was always seen as like a posh name. Like Harry, like a posh boy name. But I don't think of you as a posh boy. Harry.
That's one of the reasons I go by Barry is I just think it's a softer, funner name than Harry.
Yeah.
Harry always sounds quite uppity. Barry sounds quite fun.
Barry sounds like more like lad you'd find down at the pub.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Harry's fucking bit more upper class, I guess.
Yeah. It's weird how just that one changing of a consonant changes the feeling of an entire name. It's quite strange.
Is that
our predispositions? I don't know. Is that like things we've seen in culture growing up or pop culture growing up? I don't know.
Yeah, but right?
I just have that feeling. Like
Barry, you associate Barry with being a bloke at the pub, so a character on EastEnders, and then Harry,
Chuckle Brothers.
Chuckle Brothers, yeah. And then Harry, maybe more like, like Prince Harry or, Harry Potter and things
like
that. Harry Styles, yeah. Maybe more of a sort of fancier version.
I mean, Lydia, we don't call you Squid Gaming, really. We call you Lydia. Like, I don't think occasions, like, we're referring to your channel, I would call you Squid Gaming or Squid Game, but like, I don't, in person, I don't think I ever called you Squidio or Squid Game. I've always called you Lydia, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Only one person in my life calls me Squid, and that's someone I went to school with. But no one ever calls me that. I think I have Lydia and I have Lids. I think a lot of people call me Lids.
Lids, I do. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Lids, I've said a couple of times.
I think I would say you guys call me Lids rather than Lydia. Yeah. I think, which is an interesting one, because that's one I never ever said, you can call me Lids or call me Lids. Mm. It's just one that kind of got adopted and I really like it. I like being called Lids, but I would say almost people who are fans of the Yogscast call me Lids as well. I think it's more common to see that as my name written down like that.
Mm.
Maybe because of Big Lids, like that kind of joke name. And then it went from there.
Yeah, I think it must have been from that.
From Big Lids. But yeah, I'm lucky because I do like my name. I know it kind of sucks if obviously you have no control. You are just named this name. You don't get to decide. And if you hate it, that must really be fucking annoying. I got lucky that I really like my name, even though it does rhyme with chlamydia.
I've always thought that is it's a mouthful of a rhyme. It's a push. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it does rhyme, but
Lydia,
it doesn't really.
Chlamydia. I asked my mum, I was like, did you ever think about that? And she was like, oh, I just don't think chlamydia was a thing back then. I looked it up. Chlamydia's been around for fucking ages, mate. I just think my mum just wasn't thinking about chlamydia, which is a testament to her. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the name Lydia. I think it sounds nice. I think it's like, I don't know that many Lydias. Maybe that's why I quite like it. It's kind of rare that I ever meet another Lydia. I've only ever actually known maybe one or two in my whole life.
Yeah, I've only known a couple. I think, like this person says, people, I know people who I went to school with who would go by their middle names.
Okay, yeah. It's, I don't think I've ever known one. Anyone do that.
I think I've always seen them as just backups.
They're
like backups if you ever, need them or want them. But also, I mean, nicknames are a big thing in my family. You know, like my uncle is literally called Big Harry, even though his name is not
Big
Harry.
Big Harry, I love that.
Big Harry.
His name is not Harry.
It's not even Harry.
No, he's called Big
Harry. Why is he called Big Harry?
I can't remember the deep lore.
The lore of it.
You know, my grandpa is called Grumpy.
Cute.
So we always have nicknames for everyone. And I think that's nice,
Using
someone's full name is quite it's quite official. It's quite serious. To use someone's full name. So I feel like I wouldn't usually use full names with people.
Well, I think it's meant to be like it's a term of like affection, right? If you like shorten someone's name and like, you know, like if someone was called, oh, I'm doing this on the fly and I've got nothing lined up.
Hannah, and you shortened it to Anna.
Hey Han, how are you doing? That would be seen as like a like, oh, we're friends. Like I have
you
a closeness
trust me
to
enough
you.
To fuck with your name.
That I can call you something which is a bit different. It's like a sign of familiarity. I think it's more of like a compliment when someone does it.
I guess the trouble is a lot of the time nicknames are given. They're not you know decided by that person. But that's where online names are kind of different. You do get to decide, and it's nice.
It's nice. So with this person's original question, they're saying, do I change what names I use? Are they saying like, should I actually like officially change it? Like,
I feel like you'd have to go buy something for a very long time before you officially change it, just because of the hassle. You don't want to do it and then be like, oh, I hate this name after a year and then have to change it back. Like, I feel like you'd have to go buy your new name for like 5 years or something to like, be like super confident that it's a name you love going by. But I feel like you can ask anyone to call you anything.
Yeah.
and if they're friends and they love you, then they'll do it. And if they aren't, then they don't, then fuck them. I think you just, your friends will call you. If you're like, I'd rather go by this. I think it's always one of those things that like, it's just classic life, right? When you're a teenager or at school, people are always more dicks and less accepting. And there's always a harder one to convince people of. But as you become an adult, people don't fucking care.
And
if you ask them to do something or call you something like this, like, then they will. Honestly, path of least resistance, it's less hassle to accept it and move on, do you know what I mean? And be a nice person.
Exactly.
Than to fucking, like, anyone who argues the case is a fucking dick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you got a fucking nickname, like, just stick with it. You go by, like, a pseudonym or whatever, like, you know, just go by your name, which is what you like.
Yeah.
I want to name my baby after my grandmother. Her name is Margaret. My grandmother hates her actual name and has been going by Peggy.
Nice, for fuck's sake. See
why they've written into the podcast. For longer than my parents have been alive. The problems come along. How do I gently explain why I can't name a child in this day and age Peggy without explaining what pegging is? Side note, my grandmother is very sweet and I would never say anything to my child or myself. I would never say anything to my child or myself. However, I don't want this to come off as me being intentionally mean or inconsistent. What do you guys think?
Oh, that's a tricky one. So she wants to name it after her grandma, but her grandma hates her name. So yeah, she's going to be like, oh, you should call her Peggy, not Margaret. I love the name Peggy. I hate that it's so cute. I hate that pegging has ruined it.
Yeah, I don't think Peggy's... Yeah. As the podcast that talks about pegging, I feel like we can give the pass that it doesn't...
If I see someone like, my name's Peggy, my brain doesn't even go to Peggy.
No.
It doesn't even go there. Like, no. My brain doesn't even think that.
I think Peggy's cute. Is Peggy always a shortening of Margaret? It is, isn't it?
I've heard that before,
I feel like I've heard that before.
Margaret. Sometimes the way that names get shortened confuse me so much. Like, where's Peggy in Margaret?
And where's Richard and Dick? Like, I've never understood that one. The mental gymnastics that some British people do to get there is crazy.
Isn't like James short for John or something like that? And it's literally a longer version. James is something like that, short for...
Peggy comes from Margaret because you go to Maggie and then you go Peggy from Maggie.
Oh, Peggy. Jack isn't a nickname for John. Or James, or something like that. What about with this question? What about Maggie? I really like Maggie.
Maggie's nice.
I like Maggie.
Can you meet him in the middle?
Then you get the like. She likes Peggy, so Maggie, but also Margaret.
I feel like I would still just. I like my logic is you always give the kid the fullest version of the name, like the original source, nicknames, derivatives, breaking down, shortenings. They can choose this. There, you know, you can name them Margaret and then go by Peggy, Maggie. You know. Whatever version of that they want, right? And then they get the full breadth of it. Whereas I feel like it's weirder to be named the shortened version and then
absolutely
build it back up from there, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. 100%. I always used to love the name Lottie, and I thought if I had a child, I would call her Charlotte. And then it's up to them if they're like, actually, I prefer Charlie or Charlotte, you know. So yeah. I think,
It gives them like that. Also, for just like working in a job, you know, it gives them that like more like serious name, I guess, is like some people give a shit about.
Mm.
Like
yeah.
You have your full name version or whatever. Like, I guess you're not like... And your passport, right? It's not like John. It is Jonathan, right?
Yeah, Jonathan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely have the name Margaret. And then, but then I guess it's up to the poster whether they are going to call the child Peggy or
Maggie.
I've
never seen anyone shorten Jonathan to Nathan. Oh, it's always John. Well, John Nathan.
Oh. I thought Nathan was his own name.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, but it's like Jonathan. It's kind of Nathan's in there.
I think they're different because I'm pretty sure Nathan is a Jewish name, isn't it? I don't know if it comes
I think Jonathan is a Hebrew name as well.
But I don't think they derive from the same name. As in, like, I think the Hebrew for Nathan is different to the Hebrew for Jonathan.
Jonathan is a common name given the males, which means YHWH has given in Hebrew. The fuck does that mean?
In standard Hebrew, it's Natan, but as in Jonathan in Hebrew is like Jonathan. Yeah, they are like
Yoni is a nickname, Yoni. Common nickname for Jonathan.
It's
Blebspeak. Yeah, bleb
my face for Blebspeak is Hebrew.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Name origins always like wild me out. Like I this is like one of those things where if or when I have kids, just it terrifies me. Like, God, you have to dig into like the origin of the name. Who else has had the name? Do you know what I mean? Like, I have like my anxiety. It's a thing you don't want to fuck up. Like, just like the previous question asker, like it sucks when people don't like their name. Like that would be, I'd be sad. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I fucked up by giving you a name that you don't love. Like
for this one, what about like something close to Peggy, like Penny? Would that
Penny.
Work?
I love Penny. Penny's cute.
But then you do Penelope, right? You do Penelope.
Yeah, that's Penelope. Well, Penelope. Obviously you would do Penelope, but like Penny for short.
I love the name Penelope.
That's a cute name, right?
It's very cute. I do love that.
Margaret as a baby, I think it's just breaking my brain a little bit.
I think we do associate it with an older lady name, but those are very popular at the moment.
The cycles,
like,
right?
The cycle of now older generation names are like popular.
What do you guys think about names that are like, I mean, not like Elon Musk's, you know, aircraft kid, but like, what do you think of like really weird names, like names that are just like not like? Do you think it's cruel? Do you think it's like? I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't. But you know, where it's like just a completely made up word or whatever. Do you think it's kind of cruel or do you think it's like fine?
I think it's cruel.
Yeah.
I think it's cruel. I think if you purposefully picking, I know that a lot of people want a unique name for their child and they want something different or quirky or whatever. But if it's something which is a bit weird or has some insane spelling or just anything that like they are going to get bullied for or taken the piss out of or have a lifetime of having to painstakingly like spell out their name because you've spelt it in some kind of weird, wacky way.
I would say that is like a slightly different line though, right? Like a new made up word is different to we've taken an existing name and spelt it wrong.
Right.
I think that is worse. Like spelling the fucking not existing, like spelling Jonathan, but you know, we'll spell it with some E's in there. It's just like, you're a fucking dickhead.
Okay, that's fair. Those are like two different things. So if it is, do you mean like, I guess a common thing you think of is when celebrities call their babies things like, you know, baby bear
my son is called Desert
Fox or you know like things like that.
Yeah.
I personally don't like it. I think
it's quite tacky.
I think it's tacky. I think the kid was potentially going to be bullied. And more importantly, I think you're giving them this cutesy name because they're a baby. And that baby is going to be a 45-year-old called Sunshine Lollipop. You know, you have to remember that this isn't a baby name. This is a name for a whole child, teenager, adult, elderly person. Like, if it's just a cutesy name, it's not going to suit them when they're an adult and want to be taken seriously. So I just think it's a cruel thing to do.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
A I recently have been exercising a lot and it's caused a unique problem I've not experienced in the past. Previously, I've had troubles with exercise addiction, but have been keeping a better balance recently. Despite this, my recent running seems to have caused chafing between my ass cheeks.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought this question was going to be about, like, exercise.
Yeah, me too, for fuck's sake.
Just instantly fucking divert.
Yeah, God, that's the thing. I didn't even read this one. I just clicked it because it looked short. it is at the point now where it hurts simply sitting around or going for walks. Despite this, I don't want to stop my exercise plan, but also don't know how to make it heal faster. On top of this, I'm also gay, so as you can imagine, this is getting in the way of my bedroom life, and I don't want to tell my boyfriend about this. Help! How can I easily resolve this problem?
Chafing between the ass? I mean, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it. I know you get chafing between your thighs, like, which can be so painful, but between your ass cheeks is new to me.
Does this listener have a big old bunda? Is this what we're talking about?
Big old bunda. I'm wondering.
The ginormous bum.
They are slapping. I guess it's like sweat running down in between the crack and then the cheeks are like rubbing and it's causing friction.
I was wondering if it was hair related. Like, do you have hair down there? Or is it because you're shaving hair down there? Like, is there a hair problem? No, don't want to be hair aware on this podcast.
We
love hair everywhere on anyone's body.
Oh, hell yeah. Because like chafing is usually, I'm thinking about it in the concept of thighs. That's usually like there's a bit of sweat, right? And then your thighs rub together and it creates friction. The sweat, the water creates friction. It rubs off like the top layer of skin and then it's chafed. So that's what's happening in between his butt cheeks. So there's going to be some moisture going on down there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, which makes sense, you know, you sweat down your ass crack if you're running.
Run in the nude. Try that.
Fresh. Yeah, just breezy, easy, lemon squeezy.
You ever experienced this, Ravs?
Like running in the gym and stuff. Like, yeah, basically what I did was I just started wearing like looser shorts. And like, I've never really had much of a problem with chafing, but I've heard like, good advice is like, you know, using like some sort of like lotion or oil or something to like, you know, lubricate it and not create any friction.
Yeah, you can get specific anti-chafe creams.
Yeah.
So you could rub some of that down your arm.
Just use olive oil.
Yeah. Yeah. That would work as well.
Just going on a run with just a bottle of olive oil, just pouring it down your pants.
Oh, but it's
going to
stain you. You're going to have like a big oil stain around your ass, on your trousers, on your shorts.
I think you need to cut down the amount of exercise you're doing to let your body heal. Like, I know what it's like to want to go work out, but if you're injured, like, then you're only going to do more harm than good, and you're just going to keep prolonging the issue. I think, you know, just get a bit of oil on there and, like, you know, like, wear, like, some better clothes. Maybe you don't have great boxers or shorts or whatever you're using. Like, especially if you're using, like, anything that's got, you know, some swim trunks or whatever have, like, netting or anything. If you've got, like, any weird netting in your shorts that can be weird for chafing, like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely let it heal before you run again, because every time you run, you're just going to be, like, the new skin that is healing is just going to break off again and it's going to hurt. So let it heal. And then when you go running again, use, like, baby powder, anti-chafing things, oils or whatever to stop it from happening again. And then you should be good to go.
Chemical reaction down there from all the fucking shit you guys are telling them to put on their ass.
Just put it all down there, rub it together till it makes a fine paste and hope for the best.
Also, like, don't let this running ruin your relationship, if you know what I mean. I feel like I'm worried that they're going to just be like, oh, I can't, no, nothing tonight because I've been running. It's just like, that continues for a extended period of time. Problems may arise. Be careful.
I think you should say, I mean, obviously we don't know what your relationship's like with your boyfriend, but I think you should just say like, yeah, like I've got chafing around my ass from running. Like I need to let it heal. I don't think anyone should be ever like put off by that. Like you can't help it. You were just doing some exercise.
No. But if that stops things from happening, then, you know, you've got to prioritize. That's what I'm saying.
Let your ass heal, basically.
Heal your ass.
Like, if you really want to exercise, do like some other things that aren't like as intensive on your ass and just wait for your ass to heal. And like, yeah, don't be getting dicked down or whatever, because that's probably going to make shit worse. And also, who wants to see a chafed ass, you know?
Oof.
No
nasty.
One.
No, no. Yeah. Or maybe put pseudo cream on it like you do with babies.
Absolutely.
Like.
I feel like we're recommending a lot of products.
It's a lot of products. Just try them all at once.
Just go to the bathroom cabinet and just start rubbing.
Just start rubbing.
Start rubbing and praying. Let us know how it goes. Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Right. Wonderful. On that note.
What a way to end. Medical advice from Zero Degrees.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed, be sure to hop on over to patreon.com/zero degrees because we're about to go and record an Am I the Asshole. Hopefully it's going to be a little funny one.
Nice.
Come and check it out. And as always, submit your questions in. You can go to pkx.com/zero degrees or pkx.uk/zero degrees, sorry, and submit in some questions. We've got lots of lovely questions in, but we're always accepting more. So send them in. And if they're plant related, please God, don't. Rams will hate us.
Yes, we will. We'll see you guys
flowers,
next
though.
Time.
More flowers.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.